News Talk 1620 WTAW on the phone, Bryan School District Superintendent Tommy Wallace, and congratulations in order for the supporters of the $132 million bond issue.
Oh, yes, sir. It's been a big night for Bryan students, and we appreciate everybody that went out and came out and voted, and I just want to say thank you to everyone that voted.
This was something that, at least from the outside looking in, seemed to be the perfect grassroots effort.
You know, it really was, because from the very beginning, it started out with a facilities committee that took a recommendation to the school board, and then the school board said, yes, we'll go out for an election. And then everybody just went out and began to speak about the bond and talk about the bond. And a lot of people did a lot of good work this over this past year and a half to get this bond passed. And the kids are the beneficiaries.
So what happens from here?
Well, from here, we'll start the process of planning, and we'll work with architects and builders and begin to go through that process. And, of course, it'll take anywhere from about six months to get some of these. So we might see some dirt turning by then. At the very earliest, the end of May, probably the latest, end of June.
All right.
July, excuse me, end of July.
Okay, Tommy, I'm going to put you on hold for just a second. And
yes,
the reason is I've got your boss on the line, the school board president. And is this Doug?
This is Doug.
Okay, Doug Wunderberger is the Bryan School Board president. I've got you on live on the WTAW. Just put your superintendent on hold because I wanted to hear from the school board president.
Well, <that's, laughs> thank you for that. I'll make sure and thank him as well.
Congratulations are in order for the supporters of the Bryan School Bond issue.
Well, it sounds like that's so, and we're real happy. We had a lot of people that worked hard to make it happen, and you know, most of them were people who are not paid and not elected to serve the district in other fashions. So I gotta really strongly thank our facilities committee, and before that, the strategic planning committee that identified the fact that we needed to look at facilities. This has been a real citizen-driven agenda all along. And I'm, you know, once they decided and convinced the board that we should follow this path, they went to great measures to support it with their time and money and effort. And it's a big win for the district. We're on a pretty significant winning streak right now.
I was not here when your voters in Bryan ISD approved the bond issue that built Rutter High School. If you can share with me, compare and contrast what you felt as supporters went out and approved the Rutter bond issue, and compare and contrast that to this much larger issue.
Well, the you know, in a sense, the Rutter bond was perhaps more significant in that it created our second high school. So there was, you know, a pretty significant impact on the district there to you know, to divide into two high schools. And the city, people in the city had resisted that for a long time because it's hard for that second high school anywhere because the, I don't know, allegiances, you know, long-time allegiances and so on, but you're having to deal with that. And so that was something that people worried about ahead of time, but it finally came time that I think people had decided that having too large a high school was the wrong tact and that the second high school was the better way to do that. You know, that was also driven by Citizens Committee, and I don't remember the exact totals on the proportion. I want to say it was about 68% for, but I may be wrong. I probably shouldn't say. you know, I don't know that I can identify specific differences. It was, other than the fact that it was the fact that we were creating that second high school is a different thing than the big, you know, item in this bond issue is the realignment for middle school to middle and intermediate schools. So in terms of citizen support, you know, we had a small group, a smaller group that worked on that and worked hard to get it passed, and we were successful then as well.
Visiting with Bryan School Board President Doug Wunderberger, again, the voters in Bryan ISD approving a $132 million bond issue, and as Doug just pointed out, this does involve a grade realignment for intermediate and middle schools. Was that among the biggest positive things that you and other supporters heard about this package?
Well, I think that it was the I don't know. My perception was that was the one thing that almost everybody was for. That the greatest purport, you know, number of people were for. Although the facilities needs, other than the grade whatever the costs are allocated for the grade realignment, the facilities needs were pretty much set by looking at and evaluating what we had and what needed to be done. But I don't know. There was a difference in cost to continue in the same alignment with 6, 7, 8 in middle schools. It was a little bit more to continue on that path. It wasn't enough to justify it on its own, though. So this was something that the facilities committee suggested. It came from that committee. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure Dr. Wallace and I were ex officio members of that committee, so that we could kind of observe how it went on, enabling us to communicate better with the board. So I heard them go through that process, and I was part of the bond, Rudder bond, and there was a strong feeling then, there was a suggestion of grade realignment then, but the strong feeling was we wanted to minimize the number of times students switch schools. And it really hit home when one of our committee members who had experience from another district with this pointed out that we were reducing the number of times students change schools because we have so many students in elementary school and who change schools in the middle of the year. And that's, I won't say it's unique to Bryan, but it's a problem we have with mobility that not a lot of districts near us have. So I may have gotten off the point of your question.
Oh, no, that's fine. For those who aren't totally aware of the background that led to the proposal going out there, about a 2-to-1 margin, 8,700 saying yes and about 4,800 saying no. Your reaction to the proportion?
Well, I think it's a strong endorsement, and the biggest thing that concerned me was that it was a November election, and so we had a lot of people voting who might not normally study and be aware of all the issues for a school bond proposal, and I'm pleased that we did have an intelligent electorate that even in a midterm election we were able to identify the issues for them and that they agreed and voted for it. So it's a pretty significant win for us.
I've heard some observations that it was the local issues that may have driven the higher voter turnout as opposed to the traditional midterm races. Did you hear anything like that?
Well, I don't know that I heard anything like that. I don't know if it was the bond issue that drove that. One thing I'd like to point out, prior to the Rudder bond, I wasn't involved, but there was an issue that went up for election that didn't pass, and I kind of tried to do it pass it without any information. It was not a good decision. So it preceded the Rudder bond. When we did the Rudder bond, we were a little more, it preceded my time on the board, but there was more information out. Well, as the board president on this one, I was determined that we would be as open in the process of making decisions as possible. And we had some problems with that because it was kind of like making sausage. When you start talking hypothetically and people hear the hypothetical numbers before you start carving them down and taking out the things that you can do without for the meantime, then, you know, they hear you talking about these other things. They think you're crazy. And those are conversations that don't often go on in public. And I was determined that we would be as open as possible about this. There was nothing hidden in the bond. We had the bond issue of the bond proposal before we voted on it, or the facilities, I guess, the result of the facility study on every agenda from last October at least from the first time we got the results of the facility study. It was on every agenda from then until the time we passed the request for approval of bonds. And, we could not have gone to any greater effort to provide information and make it a public decision process. And I'm really proud of the committee and the proposals they made. I'm proud of the board because we didn't change anything that they did. I'm proud of the leadership of our superintendent, because he helped guide it through, and I think he's probably tired of giving presentations on the facilities upgrades. And I got to tell you, we had some citizens who were on those committees that stayed on and invested their time and money and pushed, helped promote the bond right through till the time the polls closed today. So we had a lot of people that worked hard on it.
Anything else that I've missed that you want to share with listeners?
Well, I don't know that I have any more. I think the results of this will help, you know, our students and the efficiency of the district. I think it'll be a great positive. And like I said, we're on a winning streak, and I hope we can keep it rolling.
Appreciate the visit this evening.
Well, thank you, Bill. It's good to talk to you.
Very good.
Congratulations to the citizens in Bryan ISD.
Thank you again for the visit tonight,
mm-hmm.
and we'll
Good
talk
night.
To you soon.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Doug Wunderberger is the president of the Bryan ISD Board of Trustees. And, Tommy, are you still on the line?
Still here.
And you heard the whole thing?
Heard the whole thing.
And probably don't disagree one syllable.
No, sir, not at all.
Anything else that I've missed that you want to share with the listeners other than you're ready to put a shovel and a hard hat on?
Well, we're looking forward to that day, and we just know it's a good day for the students and for the students and the staff of Bryan ISD. We're very proud, and we're proud of all the people that worked for this bond, and there was many of them. There's multitudes of them, and we're very appreciative. And it's been a good night for Bryan ISD.
Very good, and thanks again for the visit.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having us, Bill.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bryan School District Superintendent Tommy Wallace, again with the president of the Bryan School Board, Doug Wunderberger, $132 million bond issue passed by roughly a 2-to-1 margin. Prosperity Bank, real bankers, not just a bank, presenting election night coverage this evening on News Talk 1620 WTAW.